gentleman, Mark Stope. I know how to pronounce his name, luckily. And he was a former colleague. And he actually got scenario-based policy discussions to a level that, well, we hadn't seen before. So I'm very happy to introduce Mark.
Good. This also works? Okay, good. Because I like to move around. Okay. First, let's immerse you. Let's capture you. Let's take some of the examples that Graham did this morning. And let's take it from there. Agendas, which has so many different countries, and they have stops, and they don't like to be surprised. When we started doing this, I was still working at CNO, it was in November 2013. I was called by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Netherlands. Houston, we have a problem. We have a nuclear security summit in March, and we have nothing so far, and our Prime Minister has promised that other heads of state, a crisis game. Can you help us? I was doing a lot of little Titan work, global defense exercise beforehand. And can you drop everything right now and come to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs? I did so. It changed my life because it actually was the birth of scenarios for summits afterwards. But it also, the first thing that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said, you have, that's the problem, 53 pair of toes to stand on. You have to make a challenging nuclear security scenario, but you mustn't insult anybody. You mustn't have your terrorists from certain countries. You must listen. There are so many, let's say, problems involved that you normally, as a war gamer, designer, you don't like. But in the end, and what we also, what I've learned from previous war games is that form also matters. If you take your objectives, because that's always the basis, and you know your player audience, 53 heads of state, Ban Ki-moon, everybody, and they don't always like each other, and they will bring their own agenda to your event. It was 1.5 hours before the G7 where Ukraine was discussed. That's what we're talking about. That creates a problem. Because suddenly, you have the real world in your own war game. Although you designed it beforehand, what happened yesterday, at that heads of state level, and his staff, which is very nervous, I was already asking for weeks what the scenario would be, then okay. So, that's what we call the scenario-based policy discussion concept, and I will actually run a video again to quickly introduce that.
Sitting out a fictitious but realistic scenario threatening global security.
The level that you need for these kind of films is you need professional actors. You also need to check location beforehand on sound and video and everything. All the details from the start of the thinking of the scenario, together with the ministry, make the scenario, make the film scripts, all the policy discussions and dilemmas need to be involved, and then you translate that into a film script, you go and film it in every detail. Everything needs to be also real, it needs to be checked. You use IP addresses in your film, and not all doesn't always do that. It needs to be real. We have experts checking those things together with the ministries. It takes a long time, but if you do it like that, it means that experts and the people working there, for ministers and heads of states, or high-level civilian people, they accept the scenario. And which, again, in wargaming terms, that is needed, because if they don't accept the scenario, especially at this level, they're disengaged. And some people ask me, but is it necessary to have all those details and have a flash in them with lights and everything? Yes. It always needs a little bit of a show to have those people also involved. That's the issue. You can accept it, and then you can actually make your topic work on that level. Or you can say, well, this is how we normally do wargaming, but they have their own rule set. An example of an important topic that we actually been focusing on the last few years, antibiotic resistance, or antimicrobial resistance. There's also all the terms of it, right? And all the abbreviations. And they couldn't find out a way to translate it into films and for the audience. 2 years ago, we started with a WHO event. We did an EU 2016, because the Netherlands was present in their first half year. And now, in 2 weeks' time, it's at the UN General Assembly, again for heads of state. We make a difference in such a topic because we help the policymakers creating the narrative. So wargaming is sometimes about getting results, and we're getting testing something, but sometimes it's also about having a way to have discussion at the table. That is basically what we do. We are bringing back the discussion on a certain level at the table. Because beforehand, they were only doing national statements, 3 minutes, nobody was listening, everybody's doing the BlackBerry and iPhones, and we're saying the same thing. Now, they're focused again. On the table, 35 ministers of health, transport, or whatever, we did a lot last 6 months, 2 years actually, it makes a difference. One of the quotes I can't use on my website was from Secretary Denise from the Department of Energy from the US, but we also were asked back for the Nuclear Security Summit 2016, and he was saying, we saved 2 years of negotiations of 42 countries in these last 2 hours. Calculate that when it comes to savings for a country, for the whole, let's say, international arena. That's also the difference that wargaming is thinking, because it's actually, it's simple wargaming, but it's bringing it to people who are not always used to it. And yes, you have to do a little bit of workarounds and present it in a way that they accept it. That's also the lessons learned I would like to give to you here, is that look at who the audience is, and sometimes take 2 steps back from your own, say, how I represent it. No, this is how they would accept it, and it's about the end result. Again, this is a representation work. Last film, a little bit behind the scenes. Oh, my God. customers make them hear. So the actors must feel what the normal policy people would feel to actually say it as real as possible. Therefore, in your game, they will accept the information, because it's just as simple when you present the information in a nice way. And what we also do in the actual discussions, because I never allow to follow the game, because these kind of people, they don't play games, they have discussions. And of course, we know that it's different. It doesn't matter. It's about, again, accepting that you're willing to talk in their terms. And getting the policy issues on the table, that's what matters. And so we spend a lot of time with the actors getting it right. And we also spend a lot of time with the moderators, actually professional moderators, because it is a professional itself to moderate an audience like that. But then you also get to a level of detail which you would not, which you would normally never get to. So I think that all those elements, from start to finish, they matter. And what we see right now is that then the ministry always say, I can also use the films now for e-learning, for informing new newcomers in the ministries, for actually, countries are now requesting the Netherlands to provide those films. And what it also does, it helps ministries in preparing events better. Focused on the objectives, what do you want out of it? And I have this director general saying to me, we just have better events because of it. Simple, there's better events, and this time and money you spend on government, which is huge in all the countries. And imagine that with the knowledge also that we have in this group, you could be able to translate that knowledge in a way that they can do their jobs better, we will have a better world. And we also see communities like this, their connections, but you also see that with these kind of events, you create a community in that subject, which is a side effect actually, but maybe even more important when an actual disaster happens or when countries are willing to talk to each other. So that's kind of like what I was trying to portray here, with some nice images, of course. I would have liked to have a better screen and darkness, because we know we have to do that, but it doesn't matter, because it's about the mission. I think that you guys understand the message better now. Thank you very much.